Johnny Mack is here. So what you been up to lately? What'd you do this weekend?
Steve and I went shopping at one of those appliance furniture stores, one of the big ones. We walk in, and we walk over to the TV section because one of my rentals needs a TV. So I thought, I'll stop in here just to see what they got. And we walked in, and one of the salesmen comes up. And, you know, they do approach you quite often at these places. And the guy says, "Hey, Buzz, how you doing?" And I was like,
"Hey, Buzz?
Yeah, Buzz?"
I was like, "That's a strange thing to call. That must be, you know, hey, how you doing, buddy? You know, he calls people Buzz." I was like, "Oh, okay." I was like, "Good, thanks. Do you need some help?" No. Came back a few moments later. "So, Buzz, I was like, no, we're good. We're good.
Is he talking about your hair?
I have no idea. So I said to Steve, why is he calling me Buzz? He was like, "That must be his term of, you know, hey, buddy." So then he came back, and I thought, oh, God. And he says, "Just so you know, Buzz, I watch you on TV."
Oh, my God.
I said,
okay.
Buzz? I said, well, that's good. He says, "I watched that segment, Ask Buzz on Channel 6. I said,
Ask Buzz?
Oh, my
God. It's Ask Gus.
I said, "Do you mean Ask Gus?" He says, "Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry, Gus." I was like, another time somebody thinks.
I don't understand.
You're Gus Gnorski?
Gus Gnorski.
No, this has happened to him before.
This is the third time it's happened.
Yeah. I can't even begin to see resemblance.
I can't either. But it wasn't one time, wasn't it, at Sam's Club or something?
Sam's Club.
Yeah.
with an old couple who were in their 70s who had like 40 rolls of toilet paper. And I thought, really? Are you going to need that many? Come on, you guys. And the woman, the guy said, "Oh, don't we know him? Oh, look at that guy. That's him. That's the guy." And the woman said, "I don't know who that is." "Oh, yeah." And they're like 3 feet from me. And I wanted to yell, "I can hear you. I can hear you. And the guy says, "We were just talking about you last night." And I said, "Well, that's nice. We watch you on TV." And I was doing Channel 4 then. And I said, "Well, great."
Oh, that's what I thought you did was the Buzz or something talking about on Channel 4.
Daily Dish McGivern Style. It was called. So Buzz was nothing. I had no idea what he was talking about. The older couple said, "By the way, we want to know if you can help us with our soffits and facets." And I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Well, you're Gus Gnorski. You know how to fix that stuff." And I'm like, No, I'm not. I'm John McGivern." The woman said, "I told you we didn't know who he was."
Oh, my God.
But Buzz, Steve loved it. Steve was like, "So it's true. They do think you're Gus Gnorski." Now, Steve... Last night, he's like, "Hey, Buzz, can I?" I'm done.
Yeah, you're going to get that tag now, you know. That's it. You just gave yourself the nickname.
That's right. They just hung on you.
Buzz.
On
you.
So well, bad. He was wrong on so many fronts. Weren't you Gus, but it's not Buzz, it's Gus.
Right? The guy was, I bet he could sell a TV, though.
Oh, did he sell one to you?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was so kind of mad.
Well, sure you were, Buzz. I would be mad, too. We have more with Buzz McGivern coming up.